Hey, Christian mom friends, this is Robin Whitworth, and you're listening to the Elevated Mother podcast, the show that's fun and spiritually expansive, all wrapped in one to elevate your consciousness of this earthly life, to find the skills and mindsets that will bring forth the abundant life financially, spiritually, and physically that you know you can have. This is for you, Christian moms who are doing the work to shift how you think, to shift the experience you're having in this life.
Hello, hello, everybody. Good morning.
All right. So I know this is a pop-up class. And so some of you are like, I haven't had time to watch this. So a lot of you are probably watching this on a replay. That is totally fine. 100% great. So if you don't know me, I'm Robin Whitworth, leader of the Healthy Mompreneur in this group. And I teach Christian mothers how to have more abundance, how to achieve the goals that they want to achieve. So let's talk about this vision thing. Now, the reason this came up for me was this past week, my church women's organization had an activity where they were doing vision boards. And it was kind of the very kind of umbrella way of doing a vision board, which was the first way that I learned to do it, where you like cut things out from a magazine or print pictures out. You think, what are my goals in these different areas of my life? And you find these visualizations of it and you put it on like a poster board and then you look at it. That's the basic idea. And there's a little bit of success with that. There is some science that goes into that. There is totally some really good pieces to that. And the science behind it, if you want to know, and I know you do because you're in this group, everybody that's in this group loves to know the why and the reasons behind things. When you visualize something over and over and over, it becomes something your brain constantly thinks about. We've heard those quotes, what you think about grows bigger, what you focus on gets done, all these types of things. But what we find is either people forget about their vision board, it sits by their bed, it's too big to go anywhere really, they don't want to hang it up in their living room. It's kind of like this really hard thing to do. It seems small, like it's not really going to make that big of a difference. Or you spend time looking at it every day and it starts to eat away at it. It actually starts to drain your energy because you haven't learned or had the support of actually how to get those things. So you sit and look at this stuff and it's like, yay, awesome. It's not happening. And your human brain knows that it's like a lie. And so you don't want to look at that. It becomes a negativity for most people that have a vision board that's like that. It becomes this thing you look at. You're like, well, I'm not achieving that. That's a waste of my time. Like, it's not magical. That stuff isn't just going to come into my life. What's this? I don't understand. It does not make sense. And so you just put it away. Like, it eventually will fade. And I know if you're with me on this, like if you've created something like this, and stuff on that board didn't come to pass and you felt this way, please comment, like say, I know what you're talking about. So when I first made my first vision board this way, where I did it on the computer. So I had like clip art. I've seen people that do like a Pinterest board, things they want in their life. And the person that was teaching me about this was like, you know, this is so important. She talked about the science about, you know, what you focus on and okay, this is what I'm going to do. But I made it on a poster board and I put it like, my husband probably remembers this. I got sticky tack and I like stuck it to the ceiling above our master bed. And I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And in that season, right, in the context of that time, I didn't know any different. It was a big step forward. So if you've made a vision board like this, realize that is one step on the path. It's like the bottom stair of understanding visualization and getting to this point. That is really a great place to begin. But if you're in this group, it's because you understand there's more to it. You understand there's more to abundance. There's more to working. There's more to making your goals happen. And I'm teaching that kind of stuff. So if you've made that kind of vision board, high five, like great. That's the very first step. Now, what I have learned since then, and I've made multiple vision boards with different mentors, different goals that I had, and I know maybe you have too, because as we're progressive people in this group, we've probably had different mentors over the years, been in different seasons of learning, read a certain book that talked about it. You've probably hit many different areas. And today is another one. Today is another opportunity to look at this again and say, where does this fit with manifesting abundance? Where does this visualization, this vision board fit with finally making headway on my goals? So the reason that we talked about, you know, you need to have a visualization because our brain has to see what you're doing. And for our family, here's an example for the family. So in January, we sit down and have a family council and the kids are all there. And my husband and I are all there. My husband and I have kind of talked beforehand. We sit down with the kids, see what their input is on this. We kind of understand where our money is going to be for the year. And we make goals as a family. Like, these are the vacations we really want to take. And we allow every person in the family to talk about what's fun for you. What's something really fun that will hit these different things for each of the family members? For years and years, we would just do random stuff on the weekends, or we knew we wanted to take this trip and I planned the whole thing. And I didn't realize my husband had a really big love for like mountain climbing, rock climbing, like ropes and stuff, you know. I don't have a big love for that, but I thought, gosh, that's fun. And then my son got into it. And so one year, one of our goals was we were going to invest in mountain climbing equipment. And the kids were going to go on a mountain, you know, a climbing adventure with their dad. And it just became where these goals were so much more personal, meaningful to the entire family. And then it wasn't like, oh, we want to do this thing on the weekend. What are we going to do? And everyone wastes time wondering. We know exactly what we're doing and we're so excited. So we make fun goals. We make practical goals and we make spiritual goals as a family. And they get printed out and we decide kind of how many we can have in each category, what's reasonable for our family for the year. And we print them out and they're on our refrigerator with little check boxes. And when we get one of them marked off, the kids are so excited. They're like, we did this goal. We did this goal. And honestly, I'm really probably the most excited about it because I love checklists. And I know that if you're in this group, you think that way as well. We love processes. We love checklists. So that's a way that I've seen. It's like a vision board with the family that we have this focus and we stick to it because other shiny objects come up, other opportunities, different ideas, different like, hey, write that down. And when we have our vision, you know, goal setting session as a family next January, you can bring that up. Okay, you know, but we stick to our goals and it's been so fun over the last 5 or 6 years to see everything we've been able to do. At the end of each year, I make a family yearbook, and you better believe it is so fun to see these pictures. And I started putting our family goal list in front of those so we can kind of see what we've done and how we did on our goals. But to make that personal then is very different from the whole family dynamic. But I wanted to share that because I know everyone in this group has kids, grandkids. We're all women in a family dynamic, and we want to have more feasts, more abundance, more joy. And when you have those things planned out, it really reduces the stress on the mom and it reduces decision fatigue. Decision fatigue is a real thing. And so when you take the time to learn about how to effectively do these things, it reduces so much stress in the home. It really does. I was just talking to one of our amazing clients in Elevated Mother Experience, and she was just like, oh, I'm so frustrated that we had this weekend with my husband and we didn't know what to do because we all had to like think about what to do. And I got thinking, oh man, if they'd had a family vision, like they would know what they were doing. I realized how much I've taken that kind of stuff and it's not even part of our lives anymore. It allows me to have good energy, allows me to be free because that decision was already made in January. And I know that everybody likes it. Like, it's so easy. It makes things so simple. So I hope that that little piece helps you too. When we say, how come I'm spinning my wheels? How come I'm not making headway? Why do I feel like a failure? I see this vision board, nothing ever happens. I don't want to do that. It makes sense, right? It makes sense in our soul that we wouldn't want to keep looking at that and having this negative experience. So let me tell you what I learned that really shifted this for me. Really, really shifted this for me. And this came from a mentor that I had 2 years ago. And she said, before you create a vision, let's be reasonable as a busy mom. So this process is tailored to us busy mothers. This may be a very different experience than what you learn from some like corporate vision person, you know, working in the working field. It may be very different from a very spiritual standpoint, but I learned as a busy mom who thinks very analytically, who thinks very black and white, who loves processes, that people who think like us also are super hyper aware of our limitations. And we don't want to create goals that we might fail at based on past experience. Like, if you're feeling this, like, I totally know, been there, please drop it in the comments. And she said, it's way more effective and beneficial for this type of mind to not plan like really, really far in advance. Like it's okay to have eternal goals, long-term goals. Like I want my marriage to work for, you know, my lifetime, or I want to be a good person and go to heaven. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, but when we want to really achieve something big, we want to really make the impact. You have to realize that's a lifetime experience. But when she said, I want you to only visualize 2 or 3 years out. 2 or 3 years, because when we're deep in a season of motherhood, I mean, our kids shift every day, but 2 to 3 years, I can almost see, okay, my daughter will be, you know, out of high school and she'll be in college and my youngest daughter will be in first grade. I mean, I can very reasonably in this busy season visualize 2 to 3 years out. I can. So that's your first step. If you're taking notes, put that as your kind of time constraint here. On this experience, this vision board, this vision thing that we're doing, 2 to 3 years is all. So just write 2 to 3 years. That's as far as I'm going to go. And then we have to get really like open-minded here and think, you know, if someone came to your house and knocked on your door and said, I have limitless money and I know you're a good person and you're amazing with so many talent. And I realize that money has been a limitation for you. And from now on, for the rest of your life, I will finance your life. I will finance anything that you need, food, clothes, vacations, massages, doctor appointments. I am going to take care of every financial obligation that you have. I will take care of it. Now, if you want to work and you want to make that exchange of money with other people because you have something to offer and you understand that process, that's fine. But things you need, like money is no object anymore. And the other thing is, I have this magic wand. This person at my door, and he's going to tap you and say, you know, time doesn't matter anymore. You're not going to age. Like time does not matter. You have all the time in the world to figure out anything you need to figure out. If you had all the money in the world, like that was not a thing anymore, and you had all the time to figure it out, didn't matter how old you were, doesn't matter. What would you really do in 2 or 3 years? Ponder on that and write that in your notes. With all the money in the world taken care of, with all the time in the world, what would I do in 2 to 3 years? Just think, oh my gosh, would you pay off debt? Would you contribute to a charitable organization that you love? Would you go back to school? Would you start a business? Would you finally, what? Enroll your kids in dance? Put your daughter in that one ballet school that you thought was too expensive? Would you hire a personal trainer? What would you really do? I mean, this gets so exciting and fun. And this isn't a lie. It's just that our brains get so, especially our type of brains, these women in this group, this analytical brain gets so tied up in the limitations of time and money. I guarantee each one of you in this group, you hate to waste time and money. Like it is like the worst thing in your life to think that you maybe have wasted time or money. So if we take those limitations away and truly allow our brain to be open to the possibility of, if I had all the money and time in the world, what would I really do? What would I have accomplished? What would I invest in? What would I do? And when we think that way, it's so awesome because so many of us look around for the next coach or the next program or this freebie PDF. This is going to be it, this next secret sauce. But when we take those limitations away from us, our own awesomeness starts creating this checklist. Our own self starts saying, oh, this is what I would do. This is what I would invest in. This is what I would do. We already know. Like we already know. It's already inside of us what we know the best decision would be. We know what we would do. Are you guys feeling this? Like you already start to know. And when I created a vision this way, it was incredible. And I'm talking, I wrote it like as a journal entry. I sat down, turned on some music, really let my brain think. If all the money was taken care of, if time wasn't a thing, what would I do? And I just started writing. My home would feel this way. I would drive this kind of a car. In my business, I would have hired these people. I would be doing this, and this is how my day would go. Like it started to flow like so fast. It was just incredible. It was incredible to me. I wrote like 5 pages. And then what was really, really another piece to this that I learned from a coach recently, and she was talking about people that are making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And she's like, the money is out there. People that believe there's just a pie and certain people just get the certain amount of pie. That is so not true. There is abundance of money. And she's like, when I started visualizing, you know, what I would really do, and I just started moving in that direction, like stuff and resources just started to come up for me. But she said the piece that I had to add to this vision exercise of writing everything down was to draw it. And I'm not saying you have to be an artist, but there's been a number of studies recently saying, yes, there's a connection that we know of when you write down goals. You guys have heard this. I know everyone in this group is an ambitious person and you've heard things like this. You've looked it up. You've had mentors. You've been in this space to learn. There's a connection from the brain to the hand. When you write down goals, they're like so much more powerful than if you just think of them. Right? So writing this thing is the very first, it's like 50% of how to get this to start happening. And the second thing is to draw it. And it doesn't even have to be an artist. It can be a doodle. It can be like stick figures. It can be whatever it is for you. But when you draw and allow your brain to create a visualization of some of these things from your vision, it pulls at both sides of the brain. It pulls from the artistic side and your analytical side. So it's not just, I wrote this down and understand, but now my artistic side of my brain that taps into so many more emotions, so many more pieces of your life. When you start drawing a visual representation, it's the other 50%. That was a piece I had never done before, never. And this is how it came out for me. My money goals were like in writing. I had, oh, we're taking this big family trip. It might be a cruise. I'm simplifying my faith. I'm driving this type of a car. Obviously, this isn't what the car's going to look like, but I wrote what year it would be. It's going to be 2018 GMC, like just all these different representations of what I had written down on those 5 pages. And I slip it inside this binder. That's my work binder that I get out every day. And I just look at it and it's been so fun. Like this was actually therapeutic. And what I learned is with a very analytical brain, when we can pull both sides, it is therapeutic. You may find if you start doodling on the edge of a paper, you can kind of almost with this type of brain, it's like a massage. I mean, like we love pedicures, massages, self-care. When we take time to draw as a very analytical type person, it's therapy for our brain. It's actually, you can get into like a Zen state. I picked these colors and I was drawing. I started shading. I started getting all artsy. And it was like my brain loved it. So it associated this very therapeutic, positive experience, making this visual representation of my vision. I had never done that before, but I will tell you that it was an experience. Like I was like, I have never felt so powerful, so personally connected to my vision than ever before. I had never, ever felt that. And ever since I wrote it down and drew it out and I had like, it started to come to me what kind of affirmations I needed to make to become this person that could do these things. Like I said, my own checklist started to appear and it was totally incredible. So having that kind of focus, it's fun because it's not someone else telling you this thing. And what I have learned is that I needed a lot of support for this. I needed someone to show me this. I needed someone to bounce ideas back and forth on. I needed someone to help open. When I first started to try to write a vision, it was very difficult. I was struggling with that limitation and I needed that guidance. And I have seen that happen inside the Elevated Mother experience. So this is a wonderful, awesome, exciting way to create a vision. And I hope that you've taken those pieces and you'll do as much as you can with it. If you need that extra support, if you're like, I don't even know if I could even know what to put on a vision, I will tell you that inside the Elevated Mother experience, we learn to break down the limiting beliefs. We learn to deconstruct them so that you can find what the limitations are and truly be able to dream that 2 to 3 year time frame. Because at the beginning of the program, we work with your brain, we learn how it's working. Then the second part, we shift our energy. Like it is just, it's such a supportive experience for learning how to do this. And then how we take that, I teach you how to reverse engineer it. Like it's just, it's incredible what's happening inside this program. And so if you would like that kind of support, please reach out. You've seen my emails, you've seen my posts. We're enrolling people right now, and this will literally change the trajectory of what's happening in your life. It changes and shifts the energy. So I'm so excited for those of you that came to class today. I saw some people were able to hop on live. Thank you, Amy, for commenting, and we will see you guys for next week's class.
Thank you for gifting this time to yourself, my friend. If you feel blessed by listening and you'd like to lift another mom, please share it. Post about it on social media. And please leave a rating and a review so that the podcast listeners will get the recommendation. To catch all the latest from me and my team, search us up and join us in our Facebook community, the Elevated Mother Collective. Chat soon. Bye now.